Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We begin this morning with more details on Governor Gordon's new public health orders. I'm Chris Brento with your news. Starting today, the governor's new health order slash mandates will begin. In addition to the statewide mask mandate, bars and restaurants must be closed from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Groups will be limited to 6 people at bars and restaurants. Exercise classes will be limited to 10 people without social distancing. An indoor venue can have up to 100 people, but is limited to 25% capacity. Outdoor gatherings may have up to 250 people or up to a 50% capacity. These COVID health mandates were announced Monday, and these orders will be in effect up until January 8th. Dr. Alexia Harris signed off on these mandates. Here is Harris explaining the mask mandate along with the other orders.
Certainly a mask order is one of those ways that we can protect the public health while not having to take more extreme measures like closing our businesses and our schools. We have learned from the data that is coming to us nationally and in Wyoming during this pandemic that certain indoor settings where masks cannot be worn, such as restaurants and bars, do pose a higher risk of transmission than other settings. And so limiting the time that people are in those settings is a way to limit transmission.
The question still remains regarding which counties will enforce the mandates and which won't. Officials say that in Campbell County, it will not be a priority to prosecute people for violating health orders. However, they have not ruled out fines in some cases. Weston County officials have already said they won't enforce health orders. We'll have more details on that tomorrow.
36 hours ahead of the outside advisory panel's meeting, the FDA says its review of the data suggests Pfizer's COVID vaccine is very promising. While everyone needs two shots, the vaccine was 50% effective after the first dose, 95% effective after the second, and effective across all age and ethnic groups, even for people with underlying conditions like obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure.
In national news, tomorrow the FDA will have its meeting to decide whether to issue an emergency use authorization for the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. If approved, the vaccine could be implemented to healthcare workers by as early as December 15th. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.